is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
Monday, the 3rd of March. 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 March.
On this good
we'll pay you
$435 for pronouncing it better than me. You dial us at 888-302-3684. Ah, the march into madness. The march into another snowstorm. The march into the results of the what went on last night. And those of us who stayed up are late to watch it. Yeah, yeah, okay. So there were a lot of things that were good about the Oscars. I thought Ellen was the best part of the Oscars. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. As the people who were involved in this thing acquitted her very well. She created laughs, had a few laughs herself. The thing with the pizza was a nice touch. The Twitter was a nice touch. So Kenny, because he's in charge of our social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, she broke Twitter. Is that what happened? Or that when she was taking pictures with her and all of the stars, and she really did tweet it out. Sounds silly to say. Didn't they say that? She tweeted it out. And what did it do to the system?
Well, there were so many people that were retweeting it, and we have a story about it at DougSteffen.com, but she got a picture with, I don't even know all the celebrities who were in it, and then she posted it on her page on Twitter, and all the people who followed it were retweeting it, and there was so much activity that it took the whole system down for a little while last night.
Yeah. There are too many awards, by the way, in my opinion, best... The song, these things from movies that nobody ever sees, the animated short film, who cares? Do that on Saturday. They have a big tent they set up on the pier or just up the street from the pier at Santa Monica. The best documentary short subject, best documentary. Well, I thought that was actually good. I'd seen 20 Feet from Stardom, and I thought the effect of having Darlene Love up there singing was really, it was very cool, actually. Best foreign language film, why? Well, Gravity did actually pretty well. I'm looking at all of the it didn't win Best Picture, but it won the most awards, I think. And this is only from my memory. I'm looking at the sheet itself as to who came in first and how it all went down. The best, I started off with supporting actors and actresses and best director was for Gravity. So I'm just seeing, I'm sort of counting on, as I move through this list myself, Gravity won Best Director. Let's see here. I didn't agree with, I guess it depends. I said on the air a week or so ago, after I'd seen 12 Years a Slave, that I didn't go out of my way to see it because it wasn't something that I really kind of wanted to see. But I went into a movie theater to get tickets to go see another movie, and it happened this one was playing, so I just went in and watched it. It had just gotten started, and I was going to stay there for 30 or 40 minutes till the other movie started. I said on the air, I stayed, watched the whole thing, and I thought it was a really very worthwhile experience, frankly. Pretty much like Philomena, which didn't win any awards, and I thought that was only because of my own interest in the subject matter and how well it presented. I was never interested in the Dallas Buyers Club, and I didn't go see it. And I think Matthew McConaughey is a good actor. He won for his role in that movie. There's always sort of many of the movies that win are message movies, and they carry with them the message that many of the people who are members of the Academy want to or support in spreading around. And because this is their show, it's not your show, really. They say it's your show, but it isn't. It's their show because they're the ones who do all the voting. They're the ones that vote. The public is involved to a certain extent, but it's not the People's Choice Award. That was taken care of earlier in the year. It's not. It's not your choice. It's the choice of the people who are professionals in each of these designated categories, and then they vote on, all of them together, vote on the best picture. But each of the actors vote on the actor, and the actresses wrote on the actress. Cate Blanchett was good in The Monuments Men. I didn't see Blue Jasmine because Woody Allen drives me, well, he doesn't drive me anywhere. I find him annoying, and I don't think I've ever seen a movie that he was ever involved in, one way or the other. So, but Gravity, let's see here. Best editing, best achievement in cinematography, best achievement in sound editing, best achievement in sound mixing. Went right through. Best visual effects, best original score. I think because of the essence of, again, the voting machine in each of the categories, I think Sandra Bullock, in my mind, probably deserved to win, but that's just my opinion. All of this is opinion, and I'm more interested in yours. The connection on Twitter and Facebook, Kenny, what did we get for people and their reactions to the Academy Awards?
I just posted a poll on the website and posted the question on Facebook and Twitter, so we haven't gotten anything yet, but I'm sure we will shortly.
Yeah, people will be interested in that, and we'll have some of the laughs and bits and pieces of the material. As far as the poll is concerned, by the way, 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture at the Independent Spirit Awards, and that's what they do on Saturday over in Santa Monica as well. Put all of these things together, and what do you have? Bippity-boppity-boo. All right, so let's see here. Our poll today, what was your favorite part of the Academy Awards? I would say Ellen. She's A. Wizard of Oz tribute, that was very nice. I had a tear in my eye as Pink sung Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Bette Midler's performance was great. At C, Matthew McConaughey's acceptance speech, no. E, other. F, I didn't watch. All right. The movie that was picked by our listeners to win for Best Picture, according to the poll that we had running over the weekend. Let's see here. Well, actually, what won was, I haven't seen any of these movies. Gravity came in second. Captain Phillips third. I did see Captain Phillips on Saturday. Very good movie. I saw Captain Phillips. I saw Grudge Match, De Niro and Stallone. It was just fun. And I saw The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which I didn't follow the book, and I didn't understand it particularly well. So that's how that stuff shook out. I thought there was no award went to Captain Phillips. I kind of almost thought, after having seen it, that the guy from Somalia who played the pirate might have won, frankly.
There's a lot of buzz about that.
Yeah. What, that he didn't win?
No, that a lot of people thought that he would win.
That he would win, yeah, right. All right, so that's my overview of the Oscar situation. If you have some more to add, you know how to do that. If you don't know how to do it, I'll give you a lesson. It's 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. And then, as I said, Twitter at Good Day Show. The story, one of the stories, DougStephan.com, as Kenny alluded to, was that Ellen took a picture with the celebrities, wound up taking down Twitter. I think there were about a dozen in that picture, as I recall. It was very cool. It's just fun. It should be and was fun. Okay, so a lot of discussion about Russia and China and where they are with the Ukraine and where the G7 is and NATO and the United States and that blah, blah. So we'll get to that in a moment. Maybe it's more than blah, blah, but I'm not sure. Well, there's a few angles to this that are worth some of our time, and we'll give it to you as the Monday Good Day program rolls along.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You want it to go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
A lot of attention paid to the anniversary, the 75th anniversary, I think, of The Wizard of Oz. On this date, 1930, Burt Law, who played the Wizard, voice-wise, and Kate Smith, who sang God Bless America, they were the winners of awards, Academy Awards. Ooh, that was a long time. there's a memory that most people don't have. The Oscars honoring the best movies. The Razzies honor the worst. This year's winner for Worst Picture was Film 43, which featured cameos from a boatload of A-listers. The film won Worst Screenplay, Worst Director. This was a movie with Will Smith and his son, Jaden Smith. No, it wasn't either. They were in After Earth. Why did they put them together? Anyway, the worst actor went to Jaden, worst supporting actor, Will, and worst screen combo for both of them.
Wow.
Worst Actress Award went to Tyler Perry for his cross-dressing performance in A Medea Christmas. Let's see here. Kim Kardashian was named Worst Supporting Actress for her big screen debut in Tyler Perry's Temptations, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. The Lone Ranger won an award for Worst Prequel, Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. is up for a number of awards. Mostly technical shooting and that sort of thing. Didn't get anything. They didn't figure it would get anything. As a matter of fact, makeup the Tonto wore. But you know what? There has to be a best and there needs to be a worst, right? So in all of that is a consideration of how seriously we take all of this stuff, because we really do. We take this stuff pretty seriously. Now, look at all the interest. More people watch that broadcast and the Super Bowl than anything else. So there it is. I think we do have that passed. I think we've got enough information under our belt here, so we will go to the tensions between Russia, Ukraine, that sort of thing. Coming up next, 21 After on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine.
After the notice and the acknowledgement and the tributes paid to those who were members of the Academy that had died in the past year, it's always a moment or two for that. It's always worthwhile to see, in case you had forgotten who died. And then after that, Bette Midler came up and sang this song and did a wonderful job. Heart-wrenching, I think, would be the term. Sang this with her being on the last Tonight Show. Right, yeah. Great song. Alright, so let's move into a discussion of what's going on in the Ukraine. The leaders there have accused Russia of declaring war on them. Meanwhile, the Russian Prime Minister says Ukraine's recent ouster of their president was a seizure of power, and the instability has led to revolution and blood being spilled. So they're going to be the good guys and try to fix it all. Here from ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talked to Secretary of State Kerry about what's happening there.
We've got these reports now, Russian forces surrounding Ukrainian military bases in the Crimea. The Ukraine's prime minister says we are on the brink of disaster. Is he right?
Well, we hope not. We hope it's not going to be a disaster. What has already happened is a brazen act of aggression in violation of international law, in violation of the UN Charter, in violation of the Helsinki Final Act, in violation of the 1997 Ukraine-Russia basing agreement. Russia has engaged in a military act of aggression against another country, and it has huge risks, George. It's a 19th century act in the 21st century that really puts at question Russia's capacity to be within the G8.
All those violations, sir, so what's the penalty for what Russia has already done?
Well, we're busy right now coordinating with our counterparts in many parts of the world. Yesterday, the President of the United States had an hour and a half conversation with President Putin. He pointed out, importantly, that we don't want this to be a larger confrontation. We are not looking for a U.S.-Russia east-west redux here. What we want is for Russia to work with us, with Ukraine. If they have legitimate concerns, George, about Russians speaking people in Ukraine. There are plenty of ways to deal with that without invading the country. They have the ability to work with the government. They could work with us. They could work with the UN. They could call for observers to be put in the country. There are all kinds of alternatives. But Russia has chosen this aggressive act, which really puts in question Russia's role in the world and Russia's willingness to be a modern nation and part of the G8. I think there are, they are inviting the possibility of very serious repercussions on trade, on investment, on assets, asset freeze, visa bans, on the potential of actions by the global community against this unilateral step.
Let me pin you down on that, sir. Specify it. Is the United States willing to impose sanctions if Russia doesn't back down? Are you willing to go to Ukraine and show solidarity with the Ukrainians if Russia doesn't back down?
Absolutely. And the United States, the president is currently considering all options. They're all on the table. We would call on Congress immediately to the degree that they are prepared to be helpful, that they immediately lay down with us an economic package in order to assist Ukraine. We think it's very important for the international entities, the OSCE, the UN, NATO, the North Atlantic Council, the EU Foreign Affairs Council, which will meet tomorrow, all need to weigh in, and I believe they will weigh in heavily.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I'm totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
After the hour now, with what you need to know about what's going on in the world, conversationally, in our country, and because our country seems to be very focused politically on what's going on in Ukraine, a lot of conversation over the weekend about that, and that's what we're here to highlight this hour of the Good Day program. Conversation from News Talk radio stations, News Talk television stations, and next excerpt from the interview George Stephanopoulos did with Secretary of State Kerry about the situation in the Ukraine. Estimates put the Russian presence at 6,000 ground and naval forces as they take control of the Crimean Peninsula. G7 and NATO leaders condemning Russia. So much talk and palaver. Okay, so turning our attention, Chris Wallace talking to Congressman Mike Rogers, who's he's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, kind of an impotent sort in my mind, not exactly a progressive thinker, but the two of them talk about what Rogers thinks Putin's goal is there.
What is the latest intel? What's happening on the ground in Crimea? And from your sources, how far does Vladimir Putin intend to go?
Well, I think he's certainly established that the Crimea is something he does not want to lose his sphere of influence over and is willing to commit military troops. So we know he has special shock-type troops that are trained, especially trained, and we believe that there are some regular units now on the ground in Crimea.
What's your sense? Does Putin intend to take back Crimea? Does he intend to go further into eastern and southern Ukraine, which is also very, very heavily oriented towards the Russians? Or is he just using this territory now as leverage over whatever the final deal is in Ukraine?
Yeah, I think this is the most important territory to Putin himself. And there's an old expression that Russia without the Ukraine is a country and Russia with the Ukraine is an empire. I do believe Putin understands that. But the most important part for him is military and strategic and both economic impact is the Crimean Peninsula. So I think that's why you see such an aggressive, forceful attempt now to at least build the case for the Crimea to allow them to go into the Russian Federation.
So into the Federation.
I believe it. Well, we had an interesting thing happen. The upper chamber in Moscow laid out a bill that would allow them to take any part of that, their portion of was any part of the Ukraine into Russia. That is a dangerous standard indeed, and I think that's probably more bluster. I think clearly that they want the Crimea.
But we're talking annexation then.
I believe that they've allowed them to, the way they phrased that was to say that if they want to go into the Russian Federation, they would take them. So it wouldn't be a direct annexation from Russia. It would be the Crimea saying they want to come into Russia, and they would allow them to do that. That's the way they structured it.
In his statement on Friday, President Obama talked about unspecified costs if there was any further intervention. And we understand from the 90-minute phone call yesterday from the Oval Office between the president and Vladimir Putin that he talked specifically, said that the U.S. is suspending its involvement in preparatory talks for the Sochi Economic G8 Summit this summer. Is any of that going to get Putin's attention?
Not even a little bit. If any of that would have gotten his attention, he wouldn't have been there in the first place. So this is not an isolated incident. They're expanding their border. Russia in the south of Ossetia has moved out its borders some 11 kilometers in Georgia. Nobody said a word. This is direct relation to what's happened in Syria, the negotiations there. They thought they did well. They're holding their position. So if you look at a series of events, Russia believes that there is nothing going to stop them, which is why they've been so aggressive in Crimea. There is not a lot of options on the table. And candidly, and I'm a fairly hawkish guy, sending more naval forces to operate in the Black Sea is really not a very good idea, given that we know that that day has long passed. And unless you're intending to use them, I wouldn't send them. And so you've got now only economic options through the EU, and I would use those. And we shouldn't let the Ukraine get the EU and the United States into a civil war in the Ukraine. But there are lots of really good options leading up to that. And I would just cancel in Sochi. I wouldn't talk about the planning session. I would cancel it, and I would go into a very aggressive posture on how we help the Ukraine financially. If they can get through their financial troubles, they could survive.
All right, speaking of things that were canceled, the FCC's plan to study newsroom issues is stopped. It had been getting a lot of criticism as the new fairness doctrine from lots of people on news talk radio programs. The commissioner there are a couple of different commissioners, actually, who wanted to get this critical information needs study done. But then the commission released this statement on Friday saying, quote, the FCC will not move forward with the critical information study. Commission will reassess the best way to fulfill its obligation to Congress to identify barriers to entry into the communication marketplace faced by entrepreneurs and other small businesses. But that isn't that's not what the study was about. It was directly aimed at figuring out how newsrooms decided what was the news, and very intimidating. So it's about time it was put into the trash can, and we move on. Back to the Ukraine, CBS Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talking to Danielle Pletka and Michael O'Hanlon, a couple of so-called political analysts, whatever the heck that means these days. They discuss the non-military options the U.S. has in this area.
NATO officials are now holding an emergency session in Brussels to discuss the latest developments. In Russia, at least 10,000 people marched in a pro-invasion rally through the streets of downtown Moscow. Danielle, let me just start with you. You heard Secretary Kerry. You heard Secretary Hagel. This is a morning when we heard a lot of news. I mean, a lot of developments here this morning. What did you make of what the Secretary said this morning?
Well, I thought the Secretary's rhetoric was very strong, and the President's rhetoric was very strong. The problem really is that you've got to match strong rhetoric with strong actions. I don't mean military actions, but I do mean a decisive message to the Russians, more than just words, that is going to stop them in their steps, stop them not only from moving further into Crimea, but moving into the rest of Ukraine.
Well, he had some strong words there. He said, you know, he talked about the G8, he talked about these various things they can do. What can you do beyond that?
Well, I think there are a lot of options for the United States and for our NATO allies. First of all, there are economic sanctions. We could certainly put the sanctions that we took off of Iran on Russia. Maybe some banking sanctions that would target Russia's leadership. We can isolate the Russian economy. Another important thing we could do is we could free up and start selling gas to Europe, something that the Russians have been earning a great deal of money on, and that we, the United States, are now not doing. So I think that there are numerous non-military options for us out there. The problem is, I don't think that the president right now is very credible. And I think that Putin thinks he's got Obama's number. And so he's going to do what he wants to do and dare the president for the next step.
Michael, what's your take on Secretary Kerry this morning?
I thought he was very good, but I guess overall the point I'd want to emphasize, I'm a little more relaxed about this than most people for a couple of reasons. First of all, as bad as what Putin, you know, has been doing may be, he hasn't killed people. And I think he's trying to show force in a way that gets a specific task done. He wants his base. And I don't admire that approach. It is sort of 19th century-ish, as Secretary Kerry said, but it's not totally surprising for the way great powers behave, even in this century. And on top of that, we do have a pretty strong set of potential economic sanctions, and Putin knows it. And we've gotten a lot better in the last 10 years at applying sanctions, largely because of the Iran experience. We know how to go after the banking sector. We know how to go after visas and personal accounts of leaders in Russia if we need to. And so if this really escalates to a very bad kind of thing, which it hasn't yet, but if it got into civil warfare and an invasion by Russia to back up one side in Ukraine, then I think these kinds of tools would be applied, and they'd be applied effectively, and Putin knows it. So I'm relatively confident he won't go there.
All right. So let's see here. We've had back and forth the tough guys, the weaker guys. The president has a lot of talk and not much action. Let's see if we can sum this up with talk host Patrick Dorenson talking about how bad the intelligence was last week regarding Russia and the Ukraine.
The U.S. Intelligence Committee on Thursday night, this is a quote from the from the Daily Beast. There's a gentleman named Eli Lake, and he writes on foreign policy. And while I disagree with a lot of stuff on the Daily Beast, this gentleman has been excellent on Benghazi, and he's been excellent about writing about the Ukrainian situation. He says, on Thursday night, the best assessment from the U.S. intelligence community, and for that matter, most experts observing events in Ukraine, was that Vladimir Putin's military would not invade Ukraine. Less than 24 hours, however, they were there. A Senate aide who, it says here, works closely on the Ukraine crisis. He said, no one anticipated a Russian invasion of the Ukrainian territory. Nobody thought Putin was going to invade last night. And this guy's working on policy about Russia? Come on. How could you not know? I mean, all you got to do is look at the guy's history. And you knew he wasn't getting, I guess everybody in America figured, well, he's not going to do anything because of the Sochi Olympics and because the G8 summit is going to be in Sochi in June. He doesn't think that way. The Russians don't think that way. They don't think, oh, gee, you know, we might lose the G8 summit. But nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to know. One former intelligence officer said, Putin's aim is to show that he is in the catbird seat, and there's nothing we can do about it. He's like a kid with a can of gasoline and a book of matches, and he laughs as Obama tries to deliver lectures on how fire is dangerous. Indeed, Putin throws banana peels on the ground, and Obama manages to slip on every one of them. I've never seen anything like it. To be fair, the Bush administration got caught with their trousers down when the Soviets made a move in the restless nation of Georgia, in southern part of the former Soviet Union. So they got caught by surprise. After all, though, the President Bush did look in Vladimir Putin's eyes, and I guess he said he saw somebody they really could deal with. That didn't seem to be the case. And Vladimir Putin is not acting like a good old-fashioned communist. He's acting like a good old-fashioned imperial Russian czar.
All right, so we got all the news tips taken care of there. Oligarchy. I love that name. I love that word. I think it applies here in large measure. 16 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Well, let's see. Up next, it seems to me we ought to spend some time on those military budget cuts, as time allows here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams, it was Boston.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right. The CNN program State of the Union here on the Good Day program with a focus on Candy Crowley talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about the proposed military budget cuts.
I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to both of you about the new budget proposal from Secretary Chuck Hagel out of the Pentagon, which basically would cut the Army, kind of World War II levels, cut back on equipment, getting ready for kind of a new sort of warfare. I feel as though I have heard that for some time. I imagine that both of you agree, are going to agree, it's too much. But what would you suggest in terms of cuts to the Pentagon, Senator Durbin?
I can tell you that we live in a dangerous world. The United States has the strongest military in that world, and we want to make certain we always have a military that can keep America safe
and
free.
Would these cuts make it less? Would these cuts that are being proposed make it less powerful?
Well, let me address one point you made, Candy, at the opening, and that is that this is going to reduce our troop strength below World War II levels. The men, primarily men and women who served in the military in World War II were the greatest generation, the best soldiers on earth, and they proved it. But today's soldier brings to battle more capacity, more capability, and more firepower than those soldiers in World War II ever did. So numbers alone don't tell the story. We've got to make certain that we have the very best military, well-trained, and that we have the best technology to back up our national defense. But at the same time, acknowledge the reality. We are not going to, I hope we're not going to engage in another land war like Iraq or Afghanistan, a long-term commitment that costs too much in human lives and treasure. And secondly, we've got to make certain that we reduce spending in all areas.
Senator Graham, it certainly sounds as though, given the state of the world and the kinds of warfare that are seen in the future, that you don't need as many people as you did when there were, you know, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, any of those.
Well, my goal is to deter war. Read the report as to what's going on in North Korea. Do you think the person running North Korea is rational?
It is a gulag. It is Nazi-type tactics being practiced in 2014. What if the leader of North Korea woke up tomorrow and said, it's time now to take the South? 440,000 members of the United States Army is a gutted army. We do have a lot of technology available to our troops. Every soldier goes into battle with an array of technology and equipment not possessed in World War II. But
you still... So we get the gist, and predictably so. They never deal with waste, fraud, corruption, or abuse, do they?
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Minutes after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Monday morning on Good Day. In this hour, the essence of the news, the facts, the opinion, news talk radio stations and television stations taking apart the issues that, in this case, seem to have been taken apart plenty last week. But let's give it one more bang. See if we can get a little more bang for the buck here. The Arizona Andy Gay bill. Actually, a number of stories floated after this last week. I'm going to let you listen to, not let you, I'm going to encourage you to listen to this excerpt from the Meet the Press broadcast. David Gregory talks Senator Marco Rubio about the vetoes bill in Arizona. This is the bill that was vetoed. I mean, gay rights, religious freedom. You remember this stuff from last week. So let's see what Rubio has to add to the conversation.
Big controversy out of Arizona, a bill that was vetoed by the governor, and the general concern that some conservatives in the party have that as gay rights advance specifically, that sometimes religious freedom in this country is being trampled on. Is this a key issue for Republicans, you think, in this election year?
Well, here's what the key issue is. On the one hand, I think Americans, myself included, the vast majority of conservatives as well, are against discrimination. The notion that someone, because they are gay, would be denied service at a restaurant or so forth is something not Americans don't support, conservatives don't support. The other side of the equation is, imagine now if you are a Southern Baptist or a Catholic or evangelical photographer who does not believe, because of your faith, in gay marriage. And because of that, you don't want to provide photographic services for a gay marriage. Should you be sanctioned by the state for refusing to do so. I think that's what they endeavored to deal with in Arizona. I don't know I never read the law. As I said, we've been pretty busy this week on a number of fronts. The governor maybe felt that that law extended beyond that, but that is also a legitimate concern, and it's one we're going to have to balance here as this issue continues to unfold across the states here in America.
But you don't think this was an open and shut case. This was tough for you. You think the law had some merit without saying that you support it.
Well, I don't believe that gay Americans should be denied services at a restaurant or hotel or anything of that nature. I also don't believe, however, that a caterer or a photographer should be punished by the state for refusing to provide services for a gay wedding because of their religious held beliefs. So we've got to figure out a way to protect that as well.
There's a point there, I think. Yeah, there's a point to that. Here's radio host Pat McMahon talking to a constitutional law expert named Paul Bender about exactly what was written in the bill. This is where the rubber meets the road, it seems to me.
What does the law say about refusal to provide service in a restaurant, in a bakery, all as a result of the 1062 thing?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the 1062 thing.
No kidding.
And I've been trying to figure out over the last few days what the misunderstanding is about. I think the main misunderstanding is 1062 was a small amendment to a law that's been here since the late 1990s. And it was a law which, when it was passed, everybody liked. It's called a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and that's what it literally was. For years, the Supreme Court held that if there was a law of general application that applied to you, and in its application to you, it burdened the exercise of your religion, you had a constitutional defense to that law. The typical case was an Amish couple in Ohio who took their kid out of school when he was 12 years old to work on the farm, because the religion told them they should do that, and they were prosecuted for conspiracy to commit truancy by taking the kid out of school.
Who won?
They did. The Supreme Court of the United States held that that was a burden on their religion, and you could only do that if the state had a compelling governmental interest. The same thing as a burden on free speech. And they didn't have a compelling interest because the Amish taking the kids out of school didn't create any public danger. Then suddenly, out of the blue, the Supreme Court, in an opinion by Justice Scalia, did away with that rule and said that rules of general application, which take away your ability to practice your religion, do not violate your constitutional rights. Congress then passed what's called a Religious Freedom Restoration Act to get the thing back to the place it was before the Supreme Court took it away. So what these laws are for, principally, is the kind of thing I was just talking about. An Amish couple whose religion tells them to take the kid out of school should not be able to be punished for truancy for doing that.
All right. So there is still a lot of, I'm looking at a story we have at DougStefan.com today, the Disney people announcing that they have ended funding to the Boy Scouts because the organization still bans gay troop leaders. I thought that was settled, but I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I remember being settled, but I remember when the settlement was, obviously. There's still some, is work some consideration to be taken when it comes to that? 59 past the hours. We've reviewed a lot of things going on in the world conversationally from this weekend.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.